The title of my, not sermon, but invitation is, I want you to be disappointed in the world and in the sins of it. Do I have your attention now? Okay. what I mean by that is obviously, you should be disappointed in the environment in which sin has created in this world, in this culture, and the things of it. It's so easy to focus on those failures, focus on the disappointments, and to become sad and inactive in our faith. If this does happen, then it extremely damages your relationship with God and causes you to be inactive. I know that when I was a very young Christian, about 5 years ago, I know that's not very long for you guys, but it seems like a long time for me. When I was a brand new Christian and I would read the Old Testament and I would hear time and time again about the Israelites failing God, either intermarriage or idols or whatever it may be, I was just so disappointed in them. And I just thought to myself, they have a giant fireball in the sky. You'd think they would be able to follow him, right? And I would be so unmotivated, and I just didn't see how they couldn't get it and how I'm supposed to get it if they have a fireball in the sky and God talking to them and I don't. Well, I didn't realize I have the Bible and God is talking to me. And so it's just so easy to focus on those things. So turn with me to the book of 1 John in chapter 2. We're just going to look at one passage tonight. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Verse 17. And the world is passing away and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God abides forever. And so, kind of tying us back to that environment that I was talking about earlier, how a sinful environment has been created. It's really something that I heard a little bit ago. We become more like those who we spend time around. If you are hanging around people that are doing bad things, you're going to do bad things. If you're hanging around people that are doing good things, you're going to do good things. Pretty simple. If you're putting yourself in a God-fearing environment, constantly reminding yourself of that dedication and that relationship and standard you're being held to with God and Christ, then it'll be a lot easier to stay motivated and active as a Christian or just as a person studying God's Word. A helpful tip that I learned when I was trying to become an Eagle Scout was what you do is you take a post-it note and you think about your goal. Okay, whether that's 6 months from now, a year, 5 years, whatever it may be, you take that goal, you write it in specific detail what your goal is. You put it on your bathroom mirror, your fridge, your kitchen table, wherever you look most throughout the day, constantly reminding you of that goal that you have, constantly gearing all of your decisions to achieve that goal that you have. And that goal for us should be having a better relationship with Christ and not thinking about the problems and disappointments of this world. And so a good analogy, personal story for me, was when I was going for my Eagle Scout, I would take the merit badge list that I think it's 21 merit badges in total we have to get and other requirements. I wrote them all out. I took an outline, a timeline of about 6 to 8 months, and I said, okay, I'm going to take one merit badge a month. I had a few done by now. One merit badge a month, and I'm going to complete that, and it's going to be a requirement for me to finish that, because I couldn't take that, and I couldn't make it something that I should have just said loosely. If I were to say, for example, okay, I guess I'll maybe finish this requirement in a month. We'll see if I'm able to do it. I am more likely to fail in that requirement than to succeed in it when I say, 1 month from now, I'm going to have this done no matter what. And so make your shoulds musts. Make sure that you are requiring things of yourself, which causes activity rather than to not change causing inactivity. And so we have to make that change in our life to break that pattern of not having that relationship with Christ. So, I don't want you to turn here, but in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, it says, "We do not grieve as those who have no hope." And that's an extremely great point to this invitation. We have hope. We have an extremely great opportunity to bind this relationship if it has been suffering with our God, and to stop ourselves from falling away or being misguided. And so pick up your Bible, strengthen that relationship with God. Always stay committed to God, and don't let the outside views and talk get in the way of your relationship with Him, because it's really easy to do with all the stuff in the news, whether you see a car crash or an accident every single day. You think, well, how could God do that? Well, it's not Him. It's the world. And so just think about that, and think about how loving and caring He is. And so if you feel like your relationship with God has been hindering, if you feel like you need to make a change, do that. Make that change as soon as possible. Now would you please stand as we sing number 437, "The Last Mile of the Way."